Jason, something caught my eye as part of your profile. You describe yourself as a father, husband, fighter, and carrier of heavy things. I'm curious, what does that mean?
Well, the father and the husband kind of are self-explanatory. I'm a fighter. I go to jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, you know, typically 4 or 5 days a week. I love that. And I'm a carrier of heavy things, man. If there's anything I was born to do other than podcasting and coaching, it's definitely like yard work and demolition. I've been carrying heavy stuff since I was a little kid and have owned a gym now for 12 years. And in the Army, my whole job was carrying heavy stuff and digging holes and pulling cables. So definitely qualify as a carrier of heavy things.
I think I saw, just arcing back to the mention of being in the Army, I think you have completed 2 tours, one of those to Iraq. Is that right?
Twice, yeah. I was in Tikrit, Iraq twice as a part of a communications team, which in the Army, what they mean when they say communications is digging holes and pulling cable through conduit. So that's what I did.
Okay. Well, you know, you're on the Comeback Show podcast and your listeners and viewers joining us now are likely to either be in a setback right now in the middle of an adversity. They're looking for ideas and some hope on how to get through to the other side. And I noticed that during our communications in setting this episode up between you and I, Jason, you mentioned that you've had your own fair shares of setbacks. Would you care to share one or two of those with us, please?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, frankly, Mike, your show is the right message at the right time, because anybody who's been alive and in business, whether for themselves or working for anybody else, has had setbacks in the last years, right? I mean, we were depending on, so anybody could benefit from that. For me personally, my setbacks, you know, when I got out of the military, which was certainly not a setback, when I got out of the military, I did two things. I went into school for finance, thinking that was going to be my path to fortune and fame. And I also started a dusty gym on the fourth floor of a old warehouse with two friends as a hobby. And my help in life was that I did terribly in finance. I did not enjoy it. I wasn't particularly gifted at it. I was capable of the job, but I didn't love the job. I didn't get energy from the work that I was doing. And so that was definitely one of my setbacks. But from that came so much reward, came me understanding that, you know, I'm someone who will give boundless energy to those things that I'm interested in and passionate about, but really cannot force myself to slog through day in and day out if I'm not. So that was definitely a setback. Another setback is, you know, I had a terrible shoulder injury years ago as a competitive athlete. I was owning a gym and training every day and also doing very well competitively as an athlete in the sport of weightlifting. And I blew my shoulder out. And the best thing that happened then was I stopped thinking as a 30-year-old man about being a competitive athlete and started to think about being an entrepreneur. And the second thing that happened then was as soon as I stepped out of the spot, light in my own gym, there was so much space for other people to step forward and grow into their own athleticism. And I think for me, that was much more rewarding than me focusing on myself, was focusing on helping others to get more and more fit for themselves. And then the last setback I'll give you is 2020. We were getting ready to launch a business in December of 2019. We're doing our build out. We're buying all of the equipment. We're hiring all of the staff. And then right when we're supposed to launch, there was a delay here, a delay there. And Bob's your uncle, it's March. And you know what happened in March of 2020. So, you know, that was a major setback as well. And, you know, ultimately it's led me to where I am now, which is incredibly fortunate. I have a beautiful wife, a beautiful baby. I live in a beautiful place and I love, love, love doing what I do every day.
Well, congratulations on your family life, a beautiful wife, a beautiful baby. How terrific is that? It really makes it all worthwhile, in my own opinion, when you've got those in your life. So, all right, you've shared some setbacks with you, so you're no stranger, and you're right. I think everybody has a story. Everybody's going through something at some time. You've come through your setbacks, and life is a bowl of cherries for you at the moment, and you're helping other people see a bowl of cherries that their life can become too. You've got some programs that you do, some coaching. Tell us a little bit more about what you do and how you do it and who do you help?
Yeah, it's a great question. So typically who I help is a subject matter expert who's really great at what they do. And maybe they've worked their butts off knocking down brick walls and using the magic between their ears to really just make it happen. This is how most small businesses start. You know, you're super passionate about it. You're super capable with it. And you just get really good at knocking down brick walls. Well, in order to get from step zero to point step one, maybe that's great. But to get from step one to step two, that'll shred you. It'll kill you. And so what I do mostly is I help those folks who are like that to take a breath, to start to think of what's between their ears as science, not magic, and scale it out to a team using effective foundations, frameworks, and then helping them to get into flow.
Science, not magic. What does that mean?
Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, somebody's charismatic, somebody's really smart, somebody understands whether it's sales or how to create a great new product or how to make a nice song or write a script or a book. We think of that as being magic. Oh, I'm the only one who can do it. This is simply not true, Mike. What it is that magic at any sense, if you properly understand it, is just science. You're doing a thing. There's steps that you're taking. There's decisions that you're making. There's knowledge that you've learned, and you're leveraging those things in a very scientific way. And so, for instance, for the person that says, I'm the world's best personal trainer and only I can fulfill for my clients the way that I do. Well, good luck, because you're only able to impact 20, 30, maybe if you're great, 40 people. But if you understand that the things that you do, the words that you say, and the style that you coach with in any business is not magic, it actually is a series of steps and decisions and actions, then we can codify that into something outside of your brain, and we can share that by training it into a team. Does that make sense?
It does. Do you have a particular philosophy that is the base and platform of where you're working from and how you're helping others through your coaching?
Absolutely. And so I have a symbol on my forearm, and I call it the spear and clover. And if you check it out, I have a podcast called Spear and Clover, as well as my company is called Spear and Clover. And there's something that I've done for a long time. Once a week as an entrepreneur, I'll go on what I call a solo mission, typically a ruck march. So I'll put a heavy backpack on and I'll march through the dunes with my two Australian shepherds. This is a great way for me to stay in shape, to see nature, spend some time with the dogs and sometimes my baby, and to think about my business, my relationships, my place in the universe, really anything without my phone, right? And so one day I'm doing an 11-mile ruck march through the dunes here, and I'm hoofing. I'm foot to head down, feet moving as hard as I can, trying to accomplish my goal. I've got a 40-pound log or show up pack on my back and a 40-pound log on my shoulder that I didn't put down the whole time. And the dogs, they're running out into the woods and they're playing, and then they're coming back and check on me. They're running out into the woods and playing, and then they come back and check on me. And Mike, if you can imagine, in a moment, I realize is that at my best, I'm not only military mindset, which is the spear. I'm not only hard charging towards my goals, but I'm also spirit of the puppy. I'm exploring. I'm trying new things. I'm learning new things. I'm excited to meet you, Mike, and to meet other people like you. And so spear and clover is a symbol that represents me at my best. And what I've found over the years is that spear and clover represents many people at their best. We're not just robots going after our goals with laser focus. We're also charismatic and fun and friendly. We love to learn new things and have hobbies. And so typically the people that enjoy my show or come on my show and have the best results, and the people that I work with best in the business, are folks that agree that there's this balance between being laser focused and hard charging towards your goals and taking time to enjoy life while you're living it.
All right. That's a great answer. So we've got the picture. Jason has had setbacks. Well, first of all, Jason is a family man, wife and young child, living there in the beautiful, pretty part of the world in the United States where he's at. He wears his cap well. He's got that mo growing beautifully. Everything on the surface looks like it's fantastic. And behind the scenes, he's helping other people who may be in that, your clients, maybe they've got a nice family. Maybe their life on the surface looks like a bowl of cherries, but somewhere deep inside, there's a few rotten cherries that are starting to rot the rest of the bowl out. And so you're in there helping such people to get more growth, more. What do people get out of coaching with you? What's the end result for them?
That's a really great answer. It's a great question, because one of the things I think of is when we're young, especially when we start out in business, but even as young men and women, a lot of our attention and focus is outward. We look at the world and try to solve the problems that are outside of us. Yeah. And if you're very lucky and diligent, Mike, I think you can figure out how to navigate the world. You can figure out how to do well in business. You can figure out how to do well in personal relationships. You can figure out how to do well in anything that you really pay attention to externally. But there's a limit to that. And once you've done that, well, now there's internal stuff. And what I would say, like to say, is that's infinite. There's no amount of introspection, of thought, of thinking about your place in the world or your place in relationships that you never run out. You can always work on yourself and on being better to the people in your life. A part of that goes into what I do for entrepreneurs, but mostly what I do with entrepreneurs is I help them to create dynasty organizations. Our program is called Dynasty Defined. And in sports, for us, we have the New England Patriots or the Chicago Bulls. There's Manchester United. There's the All Blacks out of New Zealand. There's all sorts of examples of these organizations that it doesn't seem to matter who's coaching. It doesn't seem to matter who's playing on the field. They're gonna win or at least be contenders every single year. And I believe that's all about foundation and frameworks. It's all about building an organization that means something and stands for something. And then having the frameworks so that when somebody comes along and joins, you're very good at getting them pointed in the right direction and rowing as hard as they can with the rest of the team. And so that's what I help people to do. It's not just success for success sake. It's not hiring a new person, getting a new marketing play, hiring a new manager. What it is taking the time to create a foundation that's unshakable and can take you to championship after championship.
You mentioned three sporting teams there. Is your work specifically attractive to sporting organizations, or are you also involved? You mentioned the word entrepreneurship as well, and entrepreneurs, but what's the scope of your typical client?
So primarily I work with entrepreneurs who see the world as it could be and can't help but take action, who have a big mission, who maybe just have tried hard, but they can't get to the next level on their own.
All right, let's just presume, because I'm hoping this will be the case. I'm hoping that one of the listeners or the viewers, Jason, watching or listening to you, are going to be inspired to want to know a little bit more, and they'll visit the website. The link will be in the show notes, by the way, but it's spearandclover.com. Very simple, all one word, spearandclover.com. Let's just presume somebody does go to that website, clicks a link, or in some way gets in contact with you, and what happens next? They're a potential new client of yours. How do you take them through the initial onboarding? What can they expect?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are other people who do what I do. There's books, there's other consultants that do what I do. And so certainly there are other people capable of doing what I do. But what I bring to the table that a lot of people don't is this camaraderie and tribal nature. For me, one of my core values is tribal. And so, for instance, there's an organization that, for $5,000 a day, they send a team to your business, and that team helps you over the course of time to do a lot of the similar things that I do. And they're a great organization. But my people aren't 20, 30, $40 million a year companies that can afford that. And so for me, what I thought was, well, I've been running a CrossFit gym for 12 years. I've been a very tribal person. I was in the military on teams of very tight-knit individuals working together. I thrive in those environments. I love that. And so for me, I want to take people through a cohort where we help each other out, where we mastermind as we're going through this, because I think that's where the best dialectic can come together and have the absolute best result. And more importantly, if you were to ask me today, Mike, what the thing I'm most proud about in my whole career as an entrepreneur, it's the five or six babies that are walking around because their parents met involved in one of the communities that I started. And when I'm dead and gone, I hope that number is double, triple, even quadruple what it is today. And so for me, I'm working towards that. I'm working to build a tribe of people who are firemen, that are well adapted to work through difficult times, that move fire, that cook with fire, and know how to handle it so it doesn't burn them.
On your epitaph, it helped inspire 20 births. I love it. Jason, we've got your website there, spearandclover.com. We've got that you're a person who has team experience, army, gym and workout culture that you've been helping entrepreneurs and clients for how many years now?
So I've been coaching other entrepreneurs for about 4 years.
4 years, and you're ready and willing and able to help the very next client that comes your way, maybe from this very episode, Jason. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. I've been looking forward to chatting with you. Do you have a parting word, a pearl of wisdom, a little bit of a favorite quote perhaps you can share?
I have two things. One, if you're listening this long and you've heard this show before, you know Mike is pouring his heart and soul into this. So the first thing I would ask you to do is go to the page, like and share this episode with somebody else, because he is putting out an unbelievable product for free for you. And then second, I guess my quote would be, if you wouldn't do it for the rest of your life, don't do it for a day.
If you wouldn't do it for the rest of your life, don't do it for the day, for today. I love it. And thank you for the first thought too. I appreciate that. Well, Jason Skisic, thank you for appearing on the show, for giving us your time, and all of the, for you, the viewer and the listener, the relevant information about Jason and the important link to click so you can go through and check out more is in the show notes. And to you, the viewer and listener, this is Mike Searle signing off for this episode.